Brighton Festival 2018.
Our reviewer Helen Gagne-Brown has been to see Woodland at Stanmer Park at the weekend. Helen, welcome to Radio Reverb.
Hello, thank you.
I know nothing about this other than I've looked at the blurb in the festival programme, and it sounds like you lie down in the middle of Stanmer Park, get covered in leaves, and then you listen to something, but clearly there's much more to it than that.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it in terms of the physicality of it.
Right.
But basically you arrive at Stanmer Park and they give you a audio headset and you walk into the woods. You kind of follow some little markers that take you to a listening area. So there's a GPS on this phone as well. Pure, you know, health and safety ready. If you get lost, you've got a number to call, everything. you get to a little section of the park that then triggers you to allow to listen to this 20-minute piece. And they encourage you to lie down on your back and basically stare up and look at a bit of shrubbery, foliage, put on your headset, and then listen to a 20-minute narration, basically, of the process of how your body's going to decay after you die.
Oh, so cheerful stuff then.
Oh, it's, yeah, very cheerful. I mean, I guess it was quite good in that there wasn't any emotional undertone because it was pure description. So, you know, there's nothing, you don't feel sad, you don't feel anything in a sense because it's purely scientific, you know, it's very ecological, very anthropological. Mm-hmm. And she's basically, it's in second person narrative. She's saying your body's, you know, the blood will run away from your body. Your body temperature will drop, maggots will start to form on your face, and it's quite a visceral experience. But there's never at any point do you feel disgusted by it, though. It's just a bit, you almost have this kind of detachment from it because, you know, it's kind of not you anymore, you're dead.
So did it actually make you contemplate that kind of aspect of death?
A little bit. It was interesting because, yeah, it's basically, you know, you'll never experience this because you'll be dead. It's kind of paradoxical in that sense. So you'll always just... So you already have this detachment from it. And it does make you think about, oh, that's kind of a strange way to, you know, to think about your body and how it's going to go back into the earth, basically.
And when you were doing this, were you on your own or were there other people around you lying down in the leaves?
Yeah, there's a few other people around you, and it's quite a strange sight. I did take a picture because when I got up, I looked behind me and there were just people lying on their backs staring upwards, pretty much looking dead.
Okay.
And yeah, it was really interesting.
And what time of day did you do it? Because I'd imagine the time of day you do it probably makes a difference if you're doing it in... Well, you were doing it in the rain probably, weren't you, on Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday, right. 12 noon. Just started to rain, so I did start to get a bit of drops on my face. But, yeah, no, it was... I've never had anything like that, I've got to say.
And did you think it was value for money in terms of... you know, it's obviously an experience. You're paying for the experience, but you know, as a festival event, was it a big event for you?
I think so. It's the kind of thing that you don't really was it. It's the kind of event that you don't even think about.
Yeah.
There would be something like that. You know, a lot of the time you would be kind of in the moment. You know, it's about things about people being alive and that kind of thing. And this is like a weird thing where it's, you know, you're dead. You know, imagine yourself being dead.
And do they give you anything to take away with you to kind of continue the thought process or the journey, or is it just kind of like, right, you've done that, off you go?
Well, after your 20 minutes, because you've got this kind of smartphone with you which has the 24 minutes listing on it, and you do actually, you can record a bit of feedback, your immediate response to how you felt about the whole piece. So they kind of get your kind of, your kind of unfiltered existential angst afterwards, basically.
Okay. sounds very interesting. Jack, did you want to come in there?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, that kind of at the end of it all, and when you were walking back, was that journey back? Because I assume you took the same kind of route back took in, and were there different thoughts? How did it kind of the reflection of that piece in your kind of immediate effects? How did that feel?
Yeah, it does make you just think about what, because it was funny when I was walking there, I heard people. Their conversations walking back after the experience.
Of course,
and there was these two women talking to each other, being like, you know, I think I'll donate all my money to RSPCA. And then just thought, wow, is that what's going to happen afterwards? but it does make you kind of just, you know, it makes kind of the the little worries in your life a little less worrying, because you think, well, we're all going to die anyway.
Yeah. Okay, well, Helen Gagne-Brown has been to see Woodland at Stanmer Park, one weekend only in the Brighton Festival. So I think, what are you going to get that? 4 out of 5, do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm not putting stars into your mouth, stars, as it were.
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reboot. Glad you enjoyed it.
Thanks, I did.
You're going to die anyway. Always the best way to finish a review, yeah. I think. Always the best.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.